Compass FM. On a Wednesday morning, we always have a chat with the power of the Hiranui. Well, certainly the mayor of the Hiranui. Kia ora, good morning, Murray. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Kerry. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very, very good at 10 minutes past nine. Murray, a couple of things. One most important thing is that you guys, the Hiranui District Council, have been out and about and really trying to engage with the community in the Hiranui. You had the movie last week, and you've been you've been to all sorts of events over the last couple of weeks, all asking for feedback on the LCP. How is it all going?
Yeah, look, we had the launch last week, as you said, and tonight actually in Hamner Springs at 6:30 we've got a public forum, and next Monday night we've got another public forum over in Cheviot. Elected members have also been out and about in the community, engaging with different groups across the community. Farmers Market in Amberley last week was particularly useful because there was lots of people there mingling, and often it's those 5 minute sound bites of information that actually resonate with people. You know, we'd love people to come along to the big public meetings, but we also appreciate that those big public forums where it's 2 hours out of your day, sometimes people just want, you know, small sound bites of information that helps them go and understand where to find the fuller information. So the consultation document, which is on our website, publicly available, and then most importantly, give us some feedback about the direction that we're taking. So, you know, however it works for people, we are willing and wanting that engagement to occur, because this is about determining the future for the next 10 years, but often our plans are much broader than that as well. You know, the 20 and 30 year looking into the horizon, and you know, it's good to have the feedback from the people to confirm the position or look at and provide us with some alternate suggestions that we can debate and evaluate in our deliberations for our council was set aside for Monday 6th, Tuesday 7th of May. So, you know, that's when we've got a chance to listen and to hear those submissions, and then, you know, consider to confirm or make some adjustments to our proposed draft long-term plan.
Yep.
So, yep, now's the time. Your voice is important, and elected members and staff, you know, like, we've got some amazing staff at our council. So, you know, come in and have a discussion. If it's a 5 or 10 minute discussion you want, our door's always open, and we're wanting to have that chat.
And it's as simple as that, really, just having a minute or two just to clarify a question that you may have that you want to submit. Or, hey, where do I actually go and submit? It's always, it's a simple thing. Pick up the phone or send an email to the Hiranui District Council. Part of the long-term plan, what is the plan for the Queen Mary Hospital in Hanmer Springs? Now, is funding coming through for the refurbishment of the hospital, that sort of thing?
Okay, so I just need to identify which site you're talking about, because we've got the thermal reserve, and on that site we have the soldiers' block and the Chisholm wing and the nurses' block, which are historic buildings.
Yeah, it was the soldiers' block that I was referring to. That's the one that's going to get a bit of a zhush up, or that was part of the plan, is it?
Correct.
Mm.
No. So the soldiers' block is a piece of work in action anyway, and we're just about to go out to earthquake strengthen that building, and we've been working with some significant players to provide within that soldiers' block a interactive opportunity to actually recognise our shared history with the returning soldiers for post-World War, plus the drug and alcohol. So the place of Hamner Springs being for rest and recuperation. So that's part of the development that's already started.
Excellent.
In the soldiers' block.
Excellent.
What you're probably referring to is the Queen Mary South site, which is a block of freehold land that, as a council, we have just purchased that land, and that's in our long-term plan. And so we're looking for some feedback on the future potential of that amazing block of 9 hectares right in the heart of Hamner Springs. So, you know, there's huge opportunity, and it was really future-proofing. Well, actually, we want to hear from the community to say, how do we future-proof that, and how do we turn that asset into a significant asset for the community, you know? So that's the feedback we're seeking. So it's the Queen Mary South site that we're talking about. Thank you, we need to separate those out.
Thank you very much for clarifying that. Going back to the soldiers' block, I understand that you may be being in collaboration, that might not be the right term, with Weta Workshops.
Correct.
And, well, look, seriously, if you've never been to Te Papa and had a look at the Gallipoli display there that's been created by Weta Workshops, I think from my thoughts, it would probably be a wee bit of a toned down version of that for the soldiers. And if it is, it will still be amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen the proposal, and it brings, you know, all of us have a shared history about our grandfather or our uncle. I mean, I've got a great uncle who never returned. And, you know, we've all got that in our family history. And this is a New Zealand-wide, if not an international, opportunity to recognise those returning men and women post-World War I that returned to our shores that actually had, you know, the scars of the horrendous nature of war. And we're seeing it, you know, in our world today, you know, and so this is going to be an amazing opportunity. The Soldiers' Block, I feel really, really excited about that as a development for our district.
I did read a story recently that in the Kaikoura district there was a bit of a battle going on from the locals in regards to fast food restaurants not being really exposed in Kaikoura at all, apart from maybe one. That sort of thing, it makes Kaikoura itself quite unique. That plan would certainly be the same for Hanmer Springs, would it be?
Yes, I guess. I mean, I haven't thought about that from a strategic point of view, to be honest, but you know, I guess what you celebrate when you go to Hamner Springs is, you know, rest and rejuvenation and the opportunity to eat some beautiful kai, some beautiful food. So, you know, if that means keeping the quality up and not, you know, diverting down an alternate track, well, I guess the Hamner Springs Business Association would probably have a good opinion around that.
And I guess that's a part of the 10-year long-term plan. If you've got a thought on that, then please do. Alrighty, Mari, that's pretty much all I've got in front of me. Have you got anything you'd like to share?
No, look, I think we've covered the key factors. You know, the long-term plan is something that's really front and centre of my mind and that of my fellow councillors and our staff, and the importance of getting that information into our community. So thank you for letting us have that chance to consider that and you know, invite people to come along to the Hamner Springs library this evening at 6:30. So we'll look forward to seeing people there.
That is absolutely fantastic. Mari Blackmere of the Hiranui, I appreciate you coming on to Compass every Wednesday morning. We'll have a chat to you next week.
Compass FM.